past office hours. I wasn't sure when I would get another chance to talk to you. Yeah, I know that grades are due at midnight, so I thought I'd just pop in. Sorry, I know you're in the middle of grading. Can I just talk to you for a little bit? I promise it won't take long. Okay, I really appreciate it. Do you mind if I close the door? It's kind of private. Thank you. Okay, there we go. Yes. So, what I wanted to talk to you about was, so the test we took the other day. The final. Well, it's just that the study guide, I went over it. Really, I did. A bunch of times. You know that I always get really good grades in your class. I always pay attention. I sit right up front and center. I take really good notes. And when I went over the study guide, I was sure that I had everything down. Well, I got the final essay question. I lost a few points, and I got a B. A B plus. But it's still a B, and I know that it's going to drag my class average down just a little bit. Yes, I thought it was a very good question. I hadn't even really considered the topic that way, to be honest. You're always so good at getting us to look at things differently. And normally, I promise I wouldn't be the type of person to ask this sort of thing. I understand that grades are earned and not given. But the reason that I wanted to come in and... Sorry, I'm fidgeting again. The reason that I wanted to come in is because this is the, this is the only class that I got less than an A+ on my final on, and I'm kind of on track for valedictorian. Thank you. Yeah, I've worked really hard. And anyways, I knew your class was going to be really difficult when I started in it, so I was prepared to lose a few points, but I lost a few more than I was thinking, and I was just wondering if maybe I could convince you to give me just a little tiny bit of extra credit. I'm so sorry, this is so embarrassing. I would never normally ask for something like this. I can't get a B. Do you think that you could boost my grade just a little teeny tiny bit? I don't even need an A+, I just need two extra points. And then I would be fine, I would still be ahead. And I could still make it to valedictorian as long as I study really hard next year. My family doesn't come from money. I'm here on a scholarship, so I can't offer anything like that. Oh, please don't look offended. I just Oh gosh, I'm really messing this up. It's just that I heard sometimes that you make deals. Just little deals. With students who are in my position. Nothing that would, like, totally change someone's grade, but little deals. Morgan said that you gave her 10 points of extra credit for washing your car. I could do it. Oh, here. Your car isn't due for a wash. I could clean your house. I'm really good at cleaning. Oh, you have a maid for that. Oh, well. I'll do anything. I just need a little bit of help. What do I have to offer? Well, if you don't need anything cleaned, then well, I don't have any money, but I do have, I mean, now I'm not trying to accuse you of anything inappropriate. Please don't misunderstand me, but I have seen the way that you look at me in class sometimes. Or when I come into office hours. I know I'm usually dressed up in, you know, my long skirts and turtleneck. But sometimes when it's warm outside, I'll come in with a, you know, a normal button down and a short skirt and, well, you always look at me a little longer on those days. I kind of started dressing like this more because of that. No, not for anything unethical or anything like that. I don't expect it to influence my grade or anything. I like it when you... I like it when you look at me. Boys my age are kind of boring. Yeah. College guys. They're just not... They don't really know anything, you know? You just seem really... You're so smart, and... But anyways, I could maybe... I could, like... This is embarrassing. I don't even know how to say this. I could take my top off, you know, if you want. Sorry, that, oh god. I'm seriously not usually this type of girl. I really need that A, and besides, I wouldn't mind you looking if it was you. The, even that. You can see anybody's tits on the internet. Well, I could, I guess I could take off more. You know, if... No, please don't send me out. I'll really do anything. Anything you want. Please, Professor. Won't you help me out just a little? What? Why are you asking that? No, I'm not a virgin. I've done things. Once in the dark. Freshman year. During orientation, there was a guy. It was over really quick. But I'm not a virgin. But it's my choice. No, sir, I would never blackmail you. I respect you too much. I hadn't even thought of that. No, sir, I would never do something like that to you. Why are you laughing at me? I'm naive. Well, you're not the first person to say that to me, but I don't see why we all can't be nice to each other. I should have never come here. I'm so sorry. No, I really mean it. I really mean it. I would do anything. Anything. Well, I don't see how that's relevant. But yeah, I do find you attractive. You want me to what? I've never done that before. No, sir. I didn't suck his cock. No, I can do it. I just might need a little bit of instruction. You know? A little bit of help. I'm a quick study, though. Okay. And if I do, you'll raise my grade? Okay. And you won't be offended? I really do like you, sir. Enough to suck your cock for free? Well, honestly, yes. But you'll still fulfill your promise, right? Okay. So, do I get down on my knees? Okay. The floor of your office is cold. Oh. I guess I could do that. Let me just unbutton it and put it under my knees then. You're watching me so closely. I forgot to ask. You know that I find you attractive, but do you find me attractive? I know I'm not. I'm not your age, so I probably. You probably see me like I'm a little girl, huh? No? Yeah. I guess 20 is old enough to make your own choices, huh? You don't think it's weird? Someone my age liking someone your age? Anyways, sorry, my fingers are stuck on this button. Thank you. That's the last one. Now I just have to push the shoulders back and... Do you like them? I know they're a little big. You don't think so? yes, you can touch them. Your hand is really warm. Yes, sir. Let me undo the top button of your pants. seen one before. I mean, on the internet. Well, you see, I never really saw it. When me and that guy had sex, he just kinda, he turned me around, so, yeah, I didn't really see anything, and it was really dark, so, yeah, I really do like it. What's this stuff on the tip? Pre-cum? Do guys do that? Oh. It makes me kind of want to... It's salty. I didn't expect that. That's good. Is this okay? Just licking it? Hot under my tongue. Oh, feels like it's getting even harder every time that I touch it with my tongue. That's good, right? Into my mouth? It seems so big. How am I gonna fit it in there? You'll help me? Okay. Even just the head is stretching out my lips. Oh. Taste even more of it. I wonder if I can fit even more into my mouth. Startled me. I didn't expect you to put your hand on my head. You're gonna help me take more into my mouth? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I can breathe okay. But I want more, if that's okay. Sorry, I was trying to swallow down more. I want to take all of it. Can you help me take all of it? Get up? Yes, sir. Oh. No, I didn't wear any panties today. I kind of forgot. I was just in such a rush on my way out. I was only thinking about my grade, and I guess I just barely put on enough to be decent. I'm sorry. Yeah, I guess you can just flip them right up. That leaves me so exposed. is so wet, but if you look at it, it's gonna get even worse.
back against you. Professor! If you wrap my brain around your hand like that, I won't be able to... I'm just gonna be pulled so close to you.
Ah.
finishing up your class, so I won't need any extra credit anymore, but maybe I could come by again soon. You know, for tutoring. After today, I'm pretty sure I have a lot more to learn.